All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much to Tate Mike for the handover. I'm now joined by two special guests in the studio. That is Mr. Ndilo and Miss Nita. Mr. Ndilo is from Belichick's SME Financing, and Miss Nita is from the Namibia Business Angel Network. Ndilo and Nita, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Andy. Cold.
Yes.
I don't know about Ndilo, but
likewise. Damn,
it's a little bit chilly, but we're good.
Gloomy morning in the capital.
Yes.
So let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
For Nita, for the listeners hearing about the Namibia Business Angel Network, or NABAN for short, for the first time,
mm-hmm.
what is this network and what role does it play in Namibia's startup ecosystem?
So NABAN, in short and in full, the Namibia Business Angel Network is really a group of Namibian individuals
mm-hmm.
across different sectors and different professions who are passionate about the Namibian startup ecosystem. And how they came to build the network is kind of realizing that one of the biggest pain points for Namibian startup founders and Namibian mm-hmm. businesses in general is financing.
Mm-hmm.
The inability to fund your venture in terms of doing market research, in terms of expanding your team, just the different elements that capacitate you to grow and scale.
Mm-hmm.
So, these individuals with a little extra in their pocket on occasion decided to say, hey, let's pool together and co-invest where possible. Let's create this platform that allows founders to also have community
mm-hmm.
To come and pitch and see if it's possible for us to invest and help them to grow and scale their ventures.
No, it's a great initiative because financing for businesses, startups is a big topic here on Eagle FM. Almost every hour we get someone calling in talking about financing problems
in the money.
In the business community. So NABAN recently hosted its first pitch event of the year in partnership with Belichick's.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about this special green finance edition and what made it, you know, different to the others.
Yeah. So one of the network's recurring initiatives is our quarterly pitch events.
Okay.
So those happen every 2 to 3 months. And we have an open call to the public. They can apply. Our secretariat shortlists a top 3 to top 5, depending on the quality and strength of applications.
Mm-hmm.
And they come onto our platform to pitch, right?
Okay.
What was a bit different about this one was, not beyond the theme, of course, we mm-hmm. don't usually have themed quarterly pitch events, was that in partnership with Belichick's Capital, so that's Belichick's SME Finance, Belichick's Investment Managers, mm-hmm. as well as Belichick's Green Finance,
mm-hmm.
we really wanted to be intentional about calling on entrepreneurs who are in the green finance and sustainable spaces to allow them the opportunity not only to come and pitch, but also to potentially get access to Belichick's Green Finance's impact facility.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go too deep into what that is. Ndilo will come and speak on it later. But in essence, that's what made this edition a bit different from the others.
Mm-hmm.
I think our community would also have picked it up that, oh, this was like themed, because normally we allow applications from all different sectors or industries.
Okay.
As long as the business is operational and generating some sort of revenue. That's kind of what made it a bit different this
excellent,
time.
Excellent. So, speaking of this event, what stood out to you most from this mm-hmm. event, whether it's in terms of the response, the quality of applications, or the businesses that came forward and pitched their ideas?
I think this was one of our strongest editions yet,
mm-hmm.
Simply because of the specific focus on green finance, oriented businesses to say. And as much as when you theme an event or an initiative, you might seem to be locking out a certain group.
Yeah.
I think when you're specific and focused, it is also beneficial because it allowed for us to get a huge influx of applications, but also very high quality ones, because we sort of changed the application process and made the questions a bit more comprehensive
mm-hmm.
to ensure that if someone is applying, it's somebody that's actually genuinely interested, somebody who is prepared, somebody who's ready, who's got the documentation sort of just preset and loaded.
Yeah.
Because the idea was that every sort of founder who applied for this pitch edition would then also be sifted off and shared with Bellatrix Green Finance for assessment.
Okay.
And this assessment specifically would be either for debt financing of up to 2 million Namibian dollars, or equity financing of up to 6 million Namibian dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw a huge influx. So there was definitely an increase in responses. The quality was also really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if one attended the event last month, you would have seen by how engaged the investors and the audience in general were.
Yeah.
So I think it was overall a 10 out of 10 edition. I'm not saying the past ones were bad. I'm just saying this one was specifically in its own right, really, really good. Yeah. And that is in part again to Bellatrix. I think I failed to mention earlier on that apart from partnering with the network on this specific pitch event, Bellatrix Capital is also the network's current anchor sponsor for the next 3 years.
Okay.
So that means that Bellatrix has so graciously taken on the role of supporting the entire backbone of the network. So all initiatives over the next 3 years will be, like I said, so graciously taken care of by Bellatrix Capital. So I think that's a huge thing that outside of their world of investment, and I know it's such a busy space. I think if anyone is operating in the space, for them to see that there's this need within the startup ecosystem.
Yes.
And also because a lot of their clientele, a lot of their deals come from this ecosystem. So in strengthening that space, I think Bellatrix Capital only stands to benefit. So a huge shout out to Bellatrix Capital.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. And to everyone listening, as Nita said in the beginning of our answer, you have to be ready to receive this money. They're not just handing out money for free.
Precisely.
So, Mr. Ndilo, Mr. Fire.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about Bellatrix and why supporting platforms like this matters to the work that you guys do.
Okay. So Bellatrix is a financial service provider.
Mm-hmm.
A subsidiary of Bellatrix Capital. But what we fundamentally do is finance these MSMEs and smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But to give obviously some quick background, we fall under three different divisions. So
okay.
I work for Bellatrix Green Finance, and that particular function falls under the EIF. Okay. So there's funding that comes from that direction.
That's the Environmental Investment Fund.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously just to relate to what Anita was talking about, it's, we focus on those projects now that sort of fall under the mandate of green finance.
Yeah.
So we are dealing in the unlisted space. We basically take on the majority of these businesses that fall under that mandate. And this could be from existing businesses to startups, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And we obviously are now partnered with NABA and sponsoring this event because it actually fills this pipeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are part of our ecosystem. So how it basically works for us is by sponsoring an event like this, you tend to have already matured and established businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives at least quicker access to capital for those who are confident enough to already speak about their business, share their progress, et cetera.
Yeah.
We are planning on actually contacting everybody and just sort of trying to assist the general public, all the applicants in what they're doing. Because the narrative of these type of events is to encourage participation.
Yeah.
Yes. We really want people to at least try so that the response that you get and gives you this hindsight now that you can go and remedy. Most people think they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They sit at home. They never ever launch. They never apply.
Yeah.
And they never find out where they've gone wrong.
So true.
Yeah.
So even if, you know, you don't, for whatever reason, you don't get access to the funds, you still benefit in one way or the other.
Yes. And fundamentally, I mean, these are one of the most affordable loans in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not punitive. It's not the same as the rest of the banking sector.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to encourage everyone. But yes, just to obviously give the background on Bellatrix. Sorry, I just went to the side there. There are other service offerings. So Bellatrix Capital is the group in itself.
Yeah.
And you have SME Finance.
Mm-hmm.
They do procurement projects. So that's people with financing arrangements, purchase orders, tenders, etc. And then investment managers. So for people who actually want to invest in put their money in a particular savings vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we offer that as well. And it's this interconnected network mm-hmm. where we try and assist you as much as we can. So if my division can't help you, we do tend to see if there's other options available in the other subsidiaries.
Yeah.
Yes. But back to Naban and Bellatrix Green Finance,
mm-hmm.
that sole focus is to guide, because we are not necessarily just an institution. We also mentor you as well. So you would, say, apply for a loan. It would come with assistance. So let's say in that particular industry that you're in, you might not be as experienced as you're supposed to be. So yeah. we would provide you with that capacity.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Now this term, green finance, I already know people are, you know, when they hear green finance, they immediately think green hydrogen, they're thinking recycling. Solar panels, things like that. So it can mean different things to different people. In practical terms, what does green finance mean and what kind of businesses would qualify for this green financing vehicle?
All right. So yeah, green finance is basically the financial approach that's focused on generating a positive environmental outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to put that in layman's terms, it's can you create value with something you can regrow or okay. put back yeah. rather than just continue taking? So you're not damaging the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So that mandate is not necessarily as strict as people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely room to sort of work your way in there. We're not trying to discourage people. So I can give you an example. Somebody who makes peanut butter is basically adding value from something that's renewable. You can regrow it. You can wait for the next harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what usually falls under that is now the renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this sustainable agriculture. So that's obviously a farmer who's growing, harvesting, repeating the cycle.
Right.
You've got the recycling, people who are going to landfills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was right.
Picking up plastic.
Yeah.
You know, and reprocessing it and refurbishing it into something else.
Mm.
You've even got the biomass sector. So people with farms, with, communal land that want to chop down that biomass and make charcoal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It will return in a few years for you to redo that. So it's not, you're not necessarily damaging the environment, clearing land for cattle, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where a bit of that confusion comes from. The sustainability now falls into it's not just that, it's a more broader concept.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're talking about governance. So it's environmental social governance. So they would say ESG,
mm-hmm.
but they fall under that umbrella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the loans in themselves don't just fall under that particular.
Yeah. So as long as you can prove your business is just as some component of sustainability, you more than likely will qualify for this, for these funds.
Mandate to qualify for the application. That's not really the issue. We we want to make sure that you are actually sound to take on the money. We don't want to burden you with debt.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, the Green Impact Facility, please tell us a little bit more about this and, you know, what it is, who it is for, and, the kind of financing or support that is available with this facility.
Mm. Okay, so it's a blended finance facility mm-hmm. from the EIF, so that's the Environmental Investment Fund. And basically its focus is on youth entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
that are basically doing what I just spoke about, where you are in a business that's not damaging the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You are using, you know, what's abundant to you, but without necessarily taking too much and giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was created by the EIF, and they are, they're basically having it mandated under two fund managers.
Okay.
Yes. So that funding allocation falls under that facility.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
And, so for entrepreneurs considering outside funding, what should they have in place before approaching Bellatrix or any other investor or funder? What do they need to have prepared?
I want to know that too.
When they come to you?
Preferably the necessary documentation. So there's regular KYC, where it's your registered company documents, your
mm-hmm.
ID,
mm-hmm.
Your KYC stuff. So it's as I mentioned, your MSME certificates, tax mm-hmm. clearances, etc. Because they're actually all interlinked. I could run into examples as to what would happen if your tax wasn't up to date.
Yeah.
You could be importing equipment and it could be withheld.
Yeah.
Yes. So you tend to want to have something that's usually overlooked actually, up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And fundamentally, it's your expectations. The business plan needs to be sound. This is where most of the entrepreneurs struggle.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to, so somebody who's not experienced in coming up with a business plan would struggle to make one. And they're not either getting the assistance that they need,
mm-hmm.
and they tend to miss some stuff. And 60%, say from the way we process documents, is made up of the financial information.
Yeah.
We want to know how you plan on making this particular product, how much it costs you, mm-hmm. And how much it costs for you to actually keep your business running.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, continue.
Sorry.
Yes. But fundamentally, it's your expectations. Mm-hmm. And I say this because a person starting with a relatively small loan should not expect to earn that much at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of a double-edged sword. You'd rather take out a small amount of debt so that if things do not go to plan, you only owe a small amount.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Rather than the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So it's good to dream big, but, you know, be realistic with
with
what's going to happen. And for founders who want to stay ready for future opportunities, maybe future pitch events, what advice would you leave them with? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to focus on the key information. So now all of the tools are available. Everything's mm-hmm. on the internet. Even if you're not somebody with a financial background, you could literally simulate the environment too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you technically don't have an excuse. So it's back to incentives. It's to scaling slowly. It's to presenting. So even if you struggle to speak, you could just speak on key points. Mm-hmm. First, it's not supposed to feel like a job.
Mm.
You get up there and you're talking about your business because it's your business.
Exactly.
It's not something, a script you need to write. It
yeah.
should be something you should be able to answer from the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that confidence is sort of what we're looking for. So character is usually the one thing you cannot actually change in somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can learn, but you cannot alter one's character.
Exactly.
So that's usually what we would like someone to show at the beginning, what their intentions are, what drives a person. So when you get up on stage, what was your actual purpose when you got there? Can you see the vision to your project?
Mm-hmm.
People
basically, they need to show belief in their project. Cause I mean,
conviction.
If the founder doesn't believe, why, why should the people with the money believe?
Yes. As the institution lending you the funds, we are not in the business of convincing you to continue.
Yeah, exactly.
You came to us for assistance. So yes, that's the primary one I would go for.
Mm-hmm.
But that character one, your capacity. Most people aren't in a position to do what they want to do. So that means the money that you're asking for, you're actually not ready.
Yeah.
To pull off your project. But if you show that conviction to learn, I think we're for it. Everyone is for it. That's the purpose of funds of this nature.
100%.
Yeah, we actually want to grow you. That's why it's coaching and mentorship as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And lastly, how can our listeners stay connected to Nabon and hear about future pitch events and or other related opportunities?
I'll go ahead and assume that one's for me.
Yes, ma'am.
So the network is active on social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're active on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a YouTube page, because for past pitch events, we have recorded them.
Okay.
A lot of first-time pitchers or first-time founders kind of want to get an idea, especially if you're not in Vintook and you want to keep up with the events.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out our YouTube as well to see what we've done with our past pitch events and our past startup success series events. So that's an initiative I didn't speak on, but the startup success series is essentially a discussion platform.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that we realized with the network is that business owners don't really have community. I don't have a place where I can go and share my concerns. I can meet like-minded people. I can find out how do I access financing, like Bellatrix's impact facility, or how do I grow a really robust team that supports all the specific areas that my business needs?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, for the Startup Success Series, the different editions, we pick a theme, we invite speakers from across the industry, as well as a keynote that's very interconnected to the theme, to allow people to come learn and engage. But it also gives the audience, the community, to come in and say, hey, I don't agree with this, or to ask a question and inquire. So our next edition is actually this month, at the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
on April 23rd. So information will come out for that either tomorrow, if not next week, Monday. I know some people had already been emailing, so that's coming out soon. Just stay tuned to our platforms. And of course, the Next Pitch event, you can also see information about that on the platform when the applications open.
Yeah.
And we widely encourage you to apply, and come and share your ideas. I think it's very beneficial. Most people's first thought is that if I go and pitch, somebody's going to steal my idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if you never speak about it, it'll never be able to come into the light of day and grow and flourish, and for you to connect with the people that can help you get from point A to point Z.
Exactly.
So we try to really encourage founders to, if you know you've got that gap in capacity or in resources, come and apply and come and see what happens when you speak on stage. Because I think if you have attended one of our events, we've got a very strong community at the core. And sometimes you'll come and pitch, but you might not get investment, but there's somebody in the room who's like, hey, I know that in this part of the value chain, you're struggling to get this particular resource. And this is the area in which I deal. Let's connect and see how I can help you out. Or I know you're looking for a manufacturer for this particular piece. In your overall components or whatever the case may be, reach out to me. I know somebody who can do it for you at a much cheaper rate. So if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, you will get the entire ecosystem of all of that information. And then one more thing I want to plug just in the green finance theme of things is that one of our sister entities within the ecosystem, Basecamp Business Incubator, is hosting a launch next week, Monday, for the Agripreneurial Innovation Challenge. And again, this just speaks to the green finance focus theme of things. The idea is to encourage innovators within agriculture across Namibia to apply to the challenge. The specific information will be shared at the launch on Monday. And see if you can get funding, if you can get coaching and mentorship, like Ndilo mentioned. Not everything is finance focused as much as we want it to be for, for our founders. Sometimes you need to just sit in a room and listen and be able to gain something that could then maybe help you get financing in the future. So that's free to the public. If you check out Basecamp on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well, you will get that information and you can RSVP to attend the launch next week, Monday.
Excellent, excellent. I can definitely attest to what Anita just spoke about in regards to, you know, the information exchange. Some of the people pitching, they, I mean, I wouldn't be privy to if they got funding or not, but I could see and hear about how they were exchanging information with people in the room, being assisted in certain areas, getting advice on certain things that maybe the founders didn't think about. So it's a great sort of end-to-end initiative.
If I could just chime in there, I think the last thing I'd want to close with is sometimes just sitting in that room, even just as the organizer of these platforms and these events, is that it starts to rub off on you. Running a business is not a walk in the park. It's not something that you just wake up and decide to do and you're suddenly successful overnight. These are real human beings on the other side of brilliant concepts that have tried and tried and failed and continue to believe in themselves and show up. So hopefully that's also just a reminder to anybody in the room, anybody who's also listening, that take a chance on yourself and do what is sitting in your mind idle for like months, if not years. The worst thing that could happen is that you fail. And then you pick yourself up and move from that
again,
as well. I
don't
know if Ndilo has something to add to that.
The worst thing could happen, but, there are precautions in place. I think when I spoke there at this recent event, there was a massive, follow up to collateral. People kept on going and saying that do you actually need collateral to come and apply to us? And I said, in the case, depending on your personal situation, if you don't, it's still fine. There are facilities in place to make up that space for collateral. So I think that's just the one thing, just to chime in on what Nita's talking about, because people are discouraged to apply because they believe that they need collateral. So there's a lot of misinformation going around. And I'd just like to clarify that.
And that's exactly why we have you guys in here today.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your time, Dilo and Nita. And
thank you, Hendy.
We'll be sure to inform the people about the coming events.
Brilliant. Thank you.
And have a good morning further.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
All right.